$800. We've put together an exceptional collection of meaningful gifts for any budget. The perfect heirloom pieces to pass down to the next generation of moms. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. This year, she deserves a gift that keeps giving, and at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Now's a great time to upgrade her diamond studs or pendant with Diamonds Direct's unmatched 110% upgrade. Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says cheers, Mom, for all you do and for who you are. Diamonds Direct. Get locations and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation which vary.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Mail. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Mail offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road Rage.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Man, this show has flown by. And we are only at, we just did Joe Milton, right? At 15.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
Yeah. You know, again, Milton is, I mean, I thought for the first time in his life, he looked like an NFL quarterback at the end of last season. And he played well against Clemson. He passes all the physical traits tests of an NFL quarterback. He just needs to prove that he can continue to develop from an accuracy standpoint. But again, that offense is very quarterback cozy. You know, they'll stack the receivers, they'll spread you out, the receivers all get a clean release. It's like a racetrack offense. It's the old Art Briles offense, as we've said many times. And it certainly worked for Hendon Hooker, and it looks like it works for Joe Milton as well. I'm just not sure there's going to be much of a drop-off there. I'm not. I think they still got a bunch of receivers that can play, and I think Milton's going to step right in and be the next guy. And then I think they got the next guy after him, too. So I don't think there'll be much drop-off. I think Milton has a big statistical year. Number 14, Ramona. By the way, what do you think about all this scandal at Iowa and Iowa State? What do you think about where we are right now in the world of sports? You know, where is it? Orange Bill quoted me on Twitter saying, NIL, the transfer portal, legalized gambling, a melting pot of poisons. Because together, those things are. I mean, you just can't have all those things and think that there's going to be any way to put guardrails around it. Not to mention the fact there's been no effort to do so. There's been no, until this guy just took over, the presidency of the NCAA from Emmer, the clown show, who just collected money for nothing. There's been a total abdication of authority in that regard. So there's been no one willing to do the hard work, no one willing to fight the fight, no one willing to try and control this or get back before government and try and rein this in to some degree. Because you truly do have, I mean, it's cliche to some extent, but you truly do have the Wild Wild West right now. I mean, again, we think about this. We've had no recent gambling story involving college athletics that I recall. Just the other day, you get a gambling scandal in baseball, college baseball, involving the head coach. Now, a couple days later, you have two major universities, Iowa and Iowa State, who are both reporting significant gambling-related issues. Just days later. What's next? Who's next? What school will we learn about 3 days from now? Will it be Monday? Will it be sooner? Who's next? Because that's what I feel. That's where I feel we are right now. I feel we're reaching the who's next phase. And oh, by the way, if everybody's doing it, what are you doing then? What are you going to do if everybody is doing this now? Are you just going to surrender and say, okay, well, everybody's doing it, so we can't do anything about that either? Because that's what they've done with NIL and the transfer portal. They surrendered to state and government wishes. They acquiesced. They bowed to them. And they allowed their sport to be taken over by outside interests. That's fundamentally what happened. And we were ahead of the curve on all this stuff. The one thing I didn't factor in was the legalized gambling and just what role that would play in combination with NIL and the transfer portal. And we still don't know. But the early returns are starting to come in on the three prongs of poison, and it's not good. It's not good. None of this is working the way it was intended. None of it. I'll tell you right now, you people better hope, if you're a fan of college athletics, you better hope this new president, the former governor of Massachusetts, you better hope this dude is the real deal. Because if not, I'm worried about college athletics. All right, number 14, Ramona. Number 14 is Cam Ward of Washington State. Ward was the small school transfer who went to Washington State last year with big expectations. He was going to run his offense. It was all going to work. It didn't all work. Some of it worked. He threw for about 3,300 yards, if memory serves, and had a good season statistically, but not the 5,000-type yard season I think many thought he might produce. Remember, he went from Incarnate Word to Washington State. He has a very strange delivery of the football, really unusual release that's almost hard to explain. It's like a more extreme Philip Rivers. Regardless, he can play, and there's going to be some turnover at receiver there this year. They brought in three transfers at receiver. I think in part because they just, they were losing a couple guys, but they also just lacked explosiveness at the position last year. Their top receivers all averaged like 10 yards a catch. That's just not good enough. And so, in large part, that all group has been replaced. But here's the but and the good news for Cam Ward. He's going to come in and run the same system he's been running again. And now he's going to be at Washington State for year two. And I think he'll make a big jump this year from year two to year one. I sort of expect Cam Ward to throw for 4,500 yards to threaten that 5,000 mark. I think he makes a big jump and throws for at least 1,000 yards more than he did last year. And again, he was like at 3,300 last year. So I think he goes to like 4,500 this year. And as such, he climbs up this list. He is 14 on my on my Road Rage quarterback board. He's an easy one for you, Ramona. Cam Ward. Only seven letters.
I still check them all.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good that you check them all.
Yeah.
Number 13. I'm thinking some of our Florida State fans might not like this, but it's the whole nation. Number 13 is Jordan Travis. Travis did not look great in Florida State's spring game, but it's the spring. I think the kid has a toughness, a grit to him. I think he's a leader. I think he works at it. I think he's improved so dramatically since he got to Florida State. Obviously, he's an elite athlete. You know, he's an insanely gifted athlete. You know, there aren't many quarterbacks that I've seen in college football in the last decade that are more athletic than Jordan Travis. In fact, the only two might have been the Louisville quarterbacks. So he's that guy athletically. And by the way, that's where he came from. But he's improved dramatically as a passer, both accuracy-wise, completion percentage-wise, ability to throw the vertical ball, and he has real talent at wide receiver. The running game should be good. The offensive line has improved. There is an awful lot to like about Jordan Travis at Florida State. This is just a difficult list. When you talk about all the best quarterbacks in college football, it's a difficult list. But Jordan Travis is going to be in that mix. If he beats LSU, he'll climb this list. I mean, we won't actually change it. But if he beats LSU in game one of the year, then he would displace the LSU starters. For now, he's at 13 on my list. Jordan Travis of Florida State. Number 12. Number 12 is a bit of a projection. 12 is Brendan Armstrong. What do I do with him? A couple years ago, this kid was as good as any quarterback in the country. He was posting numbers that were insane. His defense was atrocious. I'll never forget the BYU game. He threw for 500 yards in the BYU game, got injured, hung in the game despite being injured, was just tough as can be. But his team gave up 800 yards to BYU, and they lost. And we picked BYU in that game, by the way, against the spread, because we knew they would give up 800 yards to BYU. But now he is back, Ramona. That is, Brendan Armstrong has been reunited with Robert and I, his former offensive coordinator. Reunited, and it feels so good. That is the worst song in history. That is honestly, Ramona, as bad as that song you have, what is it, Minnie Riperton, whatever that song is, and as bad as that Final Countdown song is, that song right there by Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Herb.
Yeah, that should have immediately led to imprisonment. Immediate imprisonment. That is the worst song ever written and performed in song. It just happens to fit here. So Brendan Armstrong reunited with Robert and I, and so they are married once again. And again, all of Brendan Armstrong's productivity happened under Robert and I. So I think there's good reason to believe that we've seen what happens in both directions when quarterbacks lose the pieces around them, when they lose the component parts that are important to them. Brendan Armstrong is one of the most significant examples of this. And now that he has an eye back, granted it's at a different institution, but now that he has an eye back, I think there's every reason to believe in his rise again. You know, I think he'll get back to a meat-based diet. I think he'll visit because, again, this is one of the strongest quarterbacks in America a couple of years ago. He just did not look anything like that last year. I mean, it looked like a completely different guy. I think Brennan Armstrong has a huge bounce back year for NC State. Now, do I think he's going to throw for 5,000 yards in NC State's offense? Probably not. But do I think he'll throw for 4,000 yards and his touchdown to interception ratio all comes back into line? Yes, I do. I think he'll have that type of year for NC State. And I think he'll make NC State more viable again. I mean, you know, I heard Quack and Ben mention on the way in that that total is 6.5. I like them over that 6.5. I'll take that right now. Give me that over. I think Armstrong and Anae is going to be a good combination. I think they win eight, nine games. And they might be the biggest threat outside of Florida State. I think Brennan Armstrong is back, and I think he's back in a big way. Again, I think this is what we've seen in the world of college football in recent years in that regard. Let me tell you about my guy, Nick Lavey. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavey, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp. If you're injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck. It all adds up to stress, uncertainty about the future. If you're filing a workman's comp claim on top of everything you're going through, it can be overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavey, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. DUI, if you've been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event. It can disrupt your entire life and your future. Look, if you're charged, it doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect all your rights and your future in court. You've already made one mistake, allegedly. Don't make a bigger mistake by trying to represent yourself. Call my guy, Nick Lavey, to assist you. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident. It's time to call Nick Lavey, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call, of course, are completely free. Nick's a former state prosecutor, by the way. He's been doing it the right way forever. Go see him. If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need on to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavey will help you get it. Schedule your free consultation today, 864-654-3680. Tell Nick I sent you, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Quick break.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2023? At Carolina Top Dressing, we're committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting www.carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
When something goes wrong in your home, you need a champion to fix it. That's where we come in. Champion Comfort Experts has spent decades hitting home runs and home service in the upstate area. Our trusted team of experts can handle any curveball your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical system can throw at us. So if you've got a major league problem in your home, Champion Comfort Experts is the team to call. Champion Comfort Experts, your MVP for heating, air, plumbing, and electrical.
DQ presents The Sound of Summer Calling.
Hey, it's me, Summer. I know you're busy with Beach Day's Little League games and all the other fun in the sun, but you gotta get to DQ ASAP Peranto right now. The new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it brought 5 iconic summer flavors, like new peanut butter puppy chow and s'mores. Oh yeah, it's back. Oh, that's my other line. Everyone is pumped about this new DQ Summer Blizzard menu. I gotta go. See ya, DQ.
Get it in the app. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Here with Morgan Coleman, real estate professional extraordinaire in the upstate. Morgan, perhaps the most important question you can answer for a client. How will you best represent your clients as a real estate professional?
Being a former Clemson athlete has given me the tools that I have easily transferred into my professional career. I have a team first mentality and create a team with my clients, along with the other individuals involved with the transaction, such as the lender or any other vendors. Not to mention, I'm able to tap into my competitive side. Yes, I am your real estate professional giving you guidance throughout the buying and selling process, but I always want my clients to feel welcome to voice their questions, thoughts, and opinions. My job is not done once we get under contract. There are many other steps necessary to successfully reach the closing table on time. I'll be your best advocate and would love the opportunity to assist you with your buying or selling needs.
Thanks, Morgan. If you want to team up with Morgan Coleman of Joan Herlong & Associates Sotheby's International Realty,
Give her a call at 864-313-7639.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Mom!
M O M. Three little letters that hold so much power, importance, and love. At Ingles, we know that being a mom is its own reward, but it's also the toughest job anyone can take on. So to all the moms out there who save the day, on a daily basis, for kids big and small, we at Ingles got your back. Happy Mother's Day, moms. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Guy is bat
I just thought of something
crazy.
That I am not going to say.
The off-the-air show.
Oh, boy.
I
would probably get in trouble for that.
The off-the-air show. I don't know whether we're going to get to that subject or not. We'll see. We have to move forward a bit before we do any of that. So, and you want me to take care of a little business right now, too.
Yeah, I do.
Let me tell you about Upcountry Fiber. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op is partnering with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber and bring superior fiber gigabyte internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet service to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking register interest, join the network with the fastest internet speeds available, over 100% fiber directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabits by 200 megabits per second starting as low as $50 per month, 500 by 500 for $65 a month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest and most reliable internet in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can also provide HD TV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overcharges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory pricing. They treat their customers the way everyone wants to be treated. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at upcountryfiber.com. At Upcountry Fiber, excuse me. Check out the new live coverage map by visiting upcountryfiber.com and clicking updates. See areas currently under construction and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. All right, Ramona, we left off with Brendan Armstrong at 12. That brings us to 11. Number 11. Number 11 is Penn State quarterback Drew Allar. I'm really high on Penn State. I think every year people underestimate Penn State's overall athleticism. I've said for I don't know how long that the second most athletic team year in, year out, the last, you know, 7-8 years in the Big Ten has been Penn State. And they keep putting guys in the NFL to prove it, including probably the best defensive player in the NFL in Micah Parsons. Look, I think Penn State is loaded. I think they have the two best backs on one team in America. We're going to talk about backfield soon. Clemson's going to rank pretty highly in that regard. But I think Penn State has the two best backs on one team in America, and they're both kids. So the quarterback is going to have great support. You do lose one starting wide receiver to the NFL, but they have a lot of receiver talent at Penn State too. I think this is a loaded football team. You probably have the best tackle in football in the college game as well. I think it's a loaded team, and I think Drew Allar, Penn State fans have been waiting to get rid of Sean Clifford. And whether that's right or wrong, I mean, I think Clifford was a competent NFL quarterback. I mean, he was drafted. When did he get drafted? Around 4? He was drafted. So obviously NFL teams thought something of his ability, and he was a pretty productive quarterback at Penn State. But I think Penn State people are ready to move
before
on.
Before Will Levis?
Oh, well, Will Levis was actually at Penn State.
Will Levis was at Penn State?
Yeah. Why? Well, Did I say Will Levis?
No, you said I didn't know exactly where he got drafted.
Oh no! Oh, did he get drafted? No, he did not. Will Levis. No. He did not get drafted before. But you just threw out Will Levis's name randomly, and Levis actually was at Penn State to begin with. Levis actually transferred because he couldn't beat out Sean Clifford.
Oh.
But he was drafted 3 rounds ahead of Sean Clifford. In any case, yeah. So magically, somehow, even though your utterance had no place in the conversation,
well,
magically all tied in. Yeah,
accidentally went together.
Right. That's exactly right.
It's the way I planned.
Yeah. Well, Allar is a 6'5", reasonably athletic quarterback with a big arm and just passes the NFL muster test. I think Penn State is going to get really good quarterback play out of Drew Allar. I think he's going to make people forget all about Sean Clifford. Now, does it happen right from the get-go? I don't know. Will there be any growing pains at all? Not sure. But there's an awful lot to like when you study Drew Allar on film. I think he's a big-time player, and I think he is surrounded with weapons. So Drew Allar, Penn State, makes my list at number 11. And then there were 10. By the way, Ramona, I bet you we've gone further than you expected.
Probably further than everyone expected.
that's completely wrong. That's just completely wrong. Number 10. Number 10 is Grayson McCall. Coastal Carolina. This is a little lower than I've had him previously, but his whole world has changed down there in Coastal Carolina. Things are just different. The coaching staff gone. There's just been a lot of changes. at Coastal Carolina. I think Grayson McCall is still all that in a bag of chips. You know, I mentioned earlier that Brady Cook could be the toughest quarterback in America. If he's not, Grayson McCall is. And McCall is one of the best leaders in college football, and he's a much better passer than people understand. He's great at layering the ball, great with touch passes. And again, there's just not a tougher quarterback or a better leader in all of college football. So Grayson McCall makes my list at number 10. Number 9, Ramona. Number 9 is Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. I thought McCarthy had an uneven year last year when he took over the starter's role. I even thought you saw some of the ups and downs at the end of the season. But he has ability. He has a live arm. He was not always accurate last year. His accuracy needs to improve. He's a terrific athlete. There's a lot to like. I mean, he looks like an NFL quarterback, but he's still in need of more polish. Now, they lost Ronnie Bell in that receiving core. They also lost their best tight end. But they have weapons, and that backfield is absolutely going to be one of the best in America. The backfield is loaded. The support structure is there for J.J. McCarthy. Look, this is actually going to be the best team that they've had at Michigan in the modern era. We've seen these Michigan teams make the college football playoff the last couple of years, but I didn't believe in either one of them. I did not believe in those Michigan teams. I believe in this version of it. I think this is the best team that Harbaugh has had, certainly that Harbaugh has had at Michigan. And I think it's the most stacked and loaded team he's had. Therefore, I think Michigan is a legitimate playoff threat again. And maybe, I mean, I here's what I really think. I think if Michigan is ever going to win a national title under Jim Harbaugh, it will come this year, and it will come with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback. Hence, J.J. McCarthy at number 9. Again, dual threat. He needs to improve his accuracy and just his polish at quarterback. But the raw tools are there. The raw tools are there to be a round one NFL quarterback if he, you know, if he continues to work and advances his position. Number 8, Ramona. Number 8 is a slash deal. We've had one other slash deal. That's the Ohio State quarterbacks. In fact, we might want to write that on number 20, right? The Ohio State quarterbacks. And then,
well, I have their names, and then I have Ohio State.
Okay.
Isn't that the same thing?
That'll work.
It's the same thing.
Okay, I said that'll work. Okay. That's also the same thing. You see, that'll work is also the same thing.
Okay.
You see how that works? Number 8. The LSU quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier. This is a really interesting situation. Because I think Jaden Daniels was terrific last year. He threw for about 3,000 yards. His touchdown to interception ratio was like 20-3. I thought he really played well. He has talent. Again, he looks like a stiff wind would blow him away. And you'd like to see him gain some.
Oh, I got to see this picture.
Yeah, some size and strength. Oh, speaking of which, Ramona. Ramona saw Joe Milton's photo earlier because she's checking the spelling of all these guys, you know, and Milton had the hair like growing from the top of the middle of his head. But Ramona said, well, there's at least a quarterback who knew when picture day was. And I said, what do you mean by that? She said, well, at least he wore like a suit, whereas some of these others. And then you reverted to Carson Beck and you were just slandering.
I know, it was a little brutal.
Carson
poor
Beck.
Poor little Carson
Beck.
Poor little Carson Beck all over the place.
So what did you say about Carson Beck, Ramona, in that regard?
I said he looked like he just got out of a locker incident, you know, where they shove you in a locker and then you have to get out. That's what he looked like he just got out of a locker.
That's not bad. That's not good, rather. Georgia's starting quarterback to Ramona looks like somebody just released him from being thrown into a locker.
Yeah, like he spends a lot of time getting out of a locker.
Spends a lot of time getting out of lockers. There's Ramona's evaluation of Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback. Spends a lot of time getting out of lockers. Georgia people must love that. All right. Number eight, the LSU quarterback combo of Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier. Again, let me just tell you something. Jaden Daniels was terrific for LSU, and I imagine that he's going to start the year, and he may keep that position, but it's going to be hard to keep Garrett Nussmeier off the field. It just is. Because this Nussmeier kid has a cannon for an arm. One of the strongest three arms in the nation. If you just look at arm strength, three or four, you're talking about guys like, you know, Joe Milton would be in that conversation. Quinn Ewers would be in that conversation. Garrett Nussmeier is absolutely in that conversation. Garrett Nussmeier is what an NFL quarterback looks like, to a much greater degree even than Jaden Daniels is. So this is a fascinating situation at LSU because, in my mind, they truly have two elite quarterbacks. They have two guys that can both really play. In a real sense, they are better positioned than any other team in the country at the quarterback position because they truly have two starters. If Jaden Daniels goes down, they don't lose anything with Nussmeier. In fact, they put in a more talented player. It's an interesting situation at LSU. Again, I like both guys. I'm going to be fascinated to see what Kelly does with this year and how long you can keep Nussmeier satisfied. Is he really going to sit there for another year and watch Daniels play? Or how exactly is that thing going to shake out? I don't know, but I'm interested in seeing because, again, I think it's a really good football team with legitimate playoff aspirations and two legitimate big-time college quarterbacks on the same roster. Welcome to the Road Rage Quick Break.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
Mom! M-O-M. Three little letters that hold so much power, importance, and love. At Ingles, we know that being a mom is its own reward, but it's also the toughest job anyone can take on. So to all the moms out there who save the day, on a daily basis, for kids big and small, we at Ingles got your back. Happy Mother's Day, moms. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Uncompromising quality, reliability, comfort, and safety. Toyota trucks, SUVs, and cars deliver those attributes, and you'll find them at South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Whether it's a pre-owned or new Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota delivers the goods. Built on their over 70 years as a family-owned dealership, see the state-of-the-art Ralph Hayes Toyota pre-owned store, as well as the flagship store in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Scratch-made Cajun Filet Biscuit from Bojangles today. Order ahead on our app. It's bow time.
Hey, Clemson fans, do you have high power bills? Any idea why? Probably that old noisy heat pump you hear sitting in your flower bed outside. With a water furnace geothermal system, you can eliminate the noise and reduce your heating, cooling, and hot water costs by 70%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get an additional rebate on top of the federal and state tax credits of 55%. What are you waiting for? To learn more, go to ClemsonGeo.com. That's ClemsonGeo.com.
Your Pie Clemson is now serving you from two awesome locations, Your Pie Downtown and Your Pie Dockside. The brand new Dockside location is located at 894 Tiger Boulevard and can be accessed by turning onto Holiday Avenue. and then into the Dockside development. Visit Your Pie Clemson Dockside and enjoy beautiful views of the lake, pizza, pasta, salad, gelato, craft beer, and more. Join the Your Pie community for both locations on Facebook and Instagram for updates and activities. Pizza, brews, gelato, it's Your Pie.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Here's Tom Hill from Catazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor, window graphics. So if somebody wants their storefront, they want to brand it, get attention from people driving by on the road. You might want to put your mission statement on your wall and what you want your customers to see when they walk in. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We always come out, we meet you, we take a look at the facility, and we get to understand the project. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. That's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's KATAZoom.com.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. We are going through my personal top 25 quarterbacks for the upcoming college football season. It's the first of many of these type of college football previews that we're doing. And again, the focus for much of today's show has been on quarterback play. We just did LSU and the LSU pairing of quarterbacks. In fact, Ramona, this shouldn't be too hard.
What? You're going to change something?
I am.
You better be glad I haven't sent it to Amy yet.
I'm going to move them to 7, and I'm going to move 7 down to 8. We haven't done the 7
We haven't
yet.
Done 7
right.
yet.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I still wrote it because I asked you during the break what it was.
Okay.
So I'm moving him to 8.
Correct.
And these two to 7.
Correct. Okay. These two to 7. All right. Because, I think that combination is truly elite, and I'm going to be fascinated to see
how that
develops. Say that again? Oh, yeah, Scotty should like that.
Scott will be happy.
Because, again, those guys could be higher by the end of the year. I think Nussmeier is an absolute pro quarterback. But he's, you know, still sort of in the little shadow of Jaden Daniels, at least for a while. Again, I think Daniels will play well, though, so that's why it's so fascinating. So number eight, as it is. Number eight.
You need drum roll. Oh.
Yeah, that's you. Okay. That's your part. Oh, smooth, so smooth.
That wasn't my fault. I was changing your list.
Just as Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
Smooth. Number eight is Duke quarterback Riley Leonard. Now, I know that this is going to come as a surprise to some people. And you're going to wonder, how, well, can a Duke quarterback be number eight? I mean, that's not Daniel Jones. Well, honestly, Riley Leonard's like a better college version of Daniel Jones. Riley Leonard is athletic. He's big, strong, can throw the football, can lure the ball, carry Duke to, what, a 9-win season last year? I mean, Riley Leonard was terrific. Ramona, I am hearing a weather deal in my somewhere in the distance. I don't know if that's something that's happening or not. Okay. I'm not hearing things. That actually is. It actually is going off somewhere in here.
Okay. Well, I don't hear it out there.
All right. So we're still good?
Yeah.
Okay. Riley Leonard, number eight, the Duke quarterback. Look, he's run the same system. He had a 3,000-yard passing season, 20 touchdown passes, and like five interceptions. And led Duke to a great year. I think he's only going to
Well, you're hearing it. I'm not hearing it.
Yes, I was. I was hearing it. I'm not right at this second. So.
All right. Well, yeah, I can't hear it. So you're going to have to, you know.
Well.
If somebody said, I can't hear it from in here.
Okay.
So just keep going.
All right. So just keep going.
We'll recap if something happens.
Riley, That's nice of you. Riley Leonard, the Duke quarterback, is number eight. Again, I think he had a terrific year. I think he's only going to get better. And quite honestly, he looks like another NFL quarterback. He looks like a guy who's eventually going to be a top 100 player. That's where I am with Riley Leonard.
Okay, Riley Leonard is number eight?
Number eight.
Okay.
And the LSU quarterback pairing is number seven.
Jaden Daniels and Garrett
Nussmeier. Yes.
So we're on six.
I would pay just to have you say Nussmeier three times.
Nussmeier.
We're bringing back.
Do I get money?
We're bringing back.
What do I get?
You only get
what
money.
What do you got in your pocket? $50, $100 in your pocket?
You only get money if you if you spell things correctly.
Well, I got it typed here. N-U-S-S-M-E-I-E-R. I got it typed right here.
Yeah. Well, we will be moving on in the future to Win Walt's Money. Win Walt's Money is going to be a weekly occurrence again. That will be coming your way on the show. In fact, we need Mr. Big Voice there to get us some Win Walt's Money intro. We need some of that. Also, we may be bringing back the dead game. Officially bringing the dead game to air. I'm not sure we've ever officially brought the dead game to air.
Is that the dead game? Well, how's it a game? Well, we're going to not make the list if we get sidetracked, but I don't understand how it's a game.
What do you mean?
You say, are they alive, and they turn out to be dead, and then the game's over.
Right. Either you're right or wrong about them being dead or alive.
But the game isn't that long.
Well, you probably do more than one.
Okay.
That may depend on their state of being as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. You'll see. Okay. It's a little like the pie game.
Okay. All right.
Except with dead people.
Okay.
Or living people. Number six. Number six. Oregon quarterback Bo Nix. Nix comes off a terrific year. You know, I don't know where it all came from. He's always had ability. Clemson recruited this guy way back when. Always had ability. It was always sort of a mess at Auburn. You know, there were moments of greatness, like when he upset Justin Herbert in Oregon early on. But mostly it was just bad. know, mostly the bad significantly outweighed the good with Bo Nix until he got to Oregon last year, and then it all came together for him, and he looked like an NFL quarterback. He's always had a quality arm, and he's a terrific athlete, and he played that way last year. So I'm assuming year two at Oregon should be just as good or better. Bo Nix makes my list at number six. Number five. Number five is a player I think almost everyone has forgotten about, and I'm not sure why. Number five is Jalen Daniels of Kansas. This guy is an insane athlete, has a live arm. When he was on a football field for Kansas a year ago, they looked almost unbeatable. He has really his a loaded offensive line returning. His top six pass catchers are returning. All they did is win when he was on the football field. And they won mostly because of him. You know, Lance Leipold has done a terrific job with that football.
I'm sorry, where is he?
Where is he? What do you mean, where is he?
Because I got Jalen Daniels in the transfer portal is what I got.
What do you mean you got Jalen Daniels in the transfer portal?
That's what it says on here, so I need to know where he is.
He's still at Kansas, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Unless that's something new. That would explain, but the last I knew, he was still at Kansas, and that's what everything I have.
Okay, just a different guy, same name. Okay, go ahead. Well, I mean, he has the same exact name.
You're talking about a different.
Yeah, I put up Jalen Daniels and transfer portal came up.
Okay.
Well, and then I put it in again, and I put Kansas, okay. And a different guy spells it different. The same exact name.
All right.
Well, we're good.
Ramona, was the other one Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback, who's number seven on the list?
Oh, yeah. No, he was at LSU. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is too Jaylen. Good to be true.
This is Jalen, not Jaden.
None of those dots connected for you, even though we just spent 10 minutes talking about the other Jalen Daniels?
No, I'm saying Jalen.
They're both Jalen. Yeah, Jalen Daniels was originally playing football in the state of Arizona and went to LSU.
Okay, but number seven.
Seven.
Jaden.
Jaden.
What I have.
Yeah, it's okay. Jaden.
This guy that you're saying right now is Jalen.
Correct.
Right. Well, there's two Jalens. One's in the transfer portal and one's at Kansas. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. The only... Oh, my God.
I swear.
Oh, my
I
God.
I have to look up their
you
names.
You see what I deal with people?
Oh, yeah. Look.
I
didn't tell
them. The only Jalen Daniels I'm concerned about is the one at Kansas who's number five on my list of the best quarterbacks
in
college.
Well, I have to get their name spelled right.
Okay. So. It's Jalen. It's J-A-L-O-N.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Because I put Kansas in.
Jalen Daniels, Kansas. And you know what? Maybe I don't have him high enough because I think he's going to carve up college football at Kansas this year.
Was he at five or is he not?
He's at five. Jalen Daniels at five. Number four. We may spend a minute or two on these top guys tomorrow because we're having to run through these guys, but I'm going to get through this list and I just to prove to you that you were wrong.
No, I didn't. You were certain
that there was no way we were going to get through this list. And now, right now, you're trying delaying tactics.
No,
and that's what this whole Jalen Daniels, this whole second Jalen Daniels thing was about. You're just trying to delay it to make sure that I don't get through the list.
I swear there's one in the transcript.
Number four.
I already did the drum roll.
Number four is Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. I think Quinn Ewers has a chance to win the Heisman Trophy. I really do. I think he's going to be terrific. I think Texas is going to be much improved. I think Ewers has a chance to be the number one quarterback taken in the NFL draft, and if not one, certainly in the top two or three. The top three, I think, is a guarantee with Ewers. He absolutely projects as an NFL quarterback. He has a Brett Favre type of arm, incredible arm, and I think he gets it. I think it's easy to forget.
I spelled his name right.
This guy, too bad, no money on that deal. You spent yours right? You spelled yours right?
Yeah.
That's a shocker.
Can you believe that?
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't either.
We'll need to call on the investigation team to check on that one. Quinn Ewers, though, number four. We'll talk a little more about him tomorrow. Number three is Drake May. I think Drake is a tremendous player. I think he's an absolute top three, four pick in the NFL draft. I think he sees things quickly. I think he's really good pre-snap. I think he gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He's more athletic than people realize. My concerns with him and why he's three is you have a new O-line coach. You have two new offensive tackles. You have a remade wide receiving core. His top two guys, Josh Downs and Anton Green, are both gone. Chip Lindsey is in for Phil Longo. I just think there's enough issues there that it knocks him down a peg. Now, meanwhile, number two is Michael Penix Jr. He was the leader in all major college football for passing yards last year. He basically has the same two top receivers. 2,000-yard receivers are returning. I'm concerned about the interior of that offensive line. That offensive line only gave up 7 sacks last year. Part of that is Penix getting the ball out. But they are going to be missing the entire interior offensive line. They're all gone. So they need replacements at those three spots. Both tackles are back, though. And Penix is off a 4,600-yard, 31 TD, 8 interception year. And with both 1,000-yard receivers back, I think Penix is headed for an enormous statistical year where he throws for 5,000 yards. And number one is everybody's number one is Caleb Williams. You know, he's all that in a bag of chips. Elite arm. A super ability to extend plays, and a guy who is the prohibitive Heisman Trophy favorite. We'll talk more about these top guys on tomorrow's edition, but there's your list.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Now, and oh, by the way, I got to make a pitch within 20 seconds. I think that's going to cause some guys some anxiety. I think it's going to cause some guys to make some bad decisions. I think it's going to cause some guys to rush to get on the mound. That part, I'm not as big a fan of, but I'm also curious to see how guys are going to deal with it.
First Name Sports, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 Eastern.
Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King starts now.
We're bringing class back to primetime
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
It's got to be primetime.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Hour 2 of VSiN Prime Time, presented by BetMGM, alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King. I am Tim Murray. Devils and Hurricanes coming up momentarily. We just heard from Jonathan Davis. He likes the Devils tonight to get a victory. Puck Stradamus likes the Devils -0.5 for some plus money in the first period. I was just looking around. You can get as high as, I think I saw plus 165 for the Devils to win this series. So, after hearing you and some others, a little sprinkle on the Devils to win the series, a plus 165. Don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if I do.
Get a little rolling with the Devils. You know, got to support the team, like David Putty told us. So that game coming up in just a little bit. Bottom of the hour, Celtics taking on the Philadelphia 76ers after blowing a double-digit lead in Game 4 on the road in Philly. Celtics back at it tonight. Celtics are at some spots, Sean, as high as an 8-point favorite against the Philadelphia 76ers. So we will see if Boston takes care of business here this evening. John Ewing from BetMGM always tweeting out information at John Ewing. 99% of the bets on the over for Jaylen Brown tonight, 24.5 points. Jaylen over 33.5 points, rebounds, assists. One of the most popular prop bets, Malcolm Brogdon over
His points, rebounds, assists, 21.5. Marcus Smart, 21.5 over PRA. And then Malcolm Brogdon over 14.5 points. So a lot of folks expecting some good things from the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to just wait and see what James Harden outfit look like when he gets to the game. Then I'll make some decisions.
Have you been able to figure out? Because the first time
I read
you saw
the room
it,
wrong.
You read it
I read
wrong.
The room wrong. I did.
But
I actually been impressed with James Harden. He's playing some pretty good, decent basketball.
He was balling in game four.
Yeah.
But we'll see if he can string
I
together.
I so hope the Sixers beat the Celtics.
I really don't.
That's I just want full chaos.
That's the type of guy.
Not necessarily tonight. I'm talking in the series. It's 2-2. So, I mean, whoever wins tonight still has work to do.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not backing you doing a big money line, two-team parlay. I don't even like that. Favorites. I'd have respected it more if you went both underdogs.
Why?
Just like that guy last night. Should have hedged. They offered him a payout, $800 on the 20.
You want to talk about that?
Just saying.
You want to talk about that? Because you got all mad at me.
I did not get mad at you. I did not get mad at you. That's not true.
So yesterday, Sean brought up a particular bet that had been made where a bettor put $20 down on a first basket parlay, Jimmy Butler to hit a three-pointer, LeBron James to hit a three-pointer, and the cash-out option was $800, and I said I would take the cash-out. Ultimately, Anthony Davis hit the first bucket of the Lakers game, and that $20 bet netted him zero instead of netting $780. I also think what we had talked about, which was probably the way I would have ultimately gone, I would have cashed out, taken half of it, and put it back on my initial thought, which was LeBron to hit a three to start the game, and then I would have made $380. Not bad. But you were all, you know, oh, you got to do it. You got to go big. You got to go.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. No, oh, you
I
were,
said
you
let
were
it
pretty
ride.
Strong. You were pretty
I
strong.
I said let it ride. I blame Darvin Ham because he designed the play. No, I actually blame Steve Kerr. Because Steve Kerr started with the little lineup, now Darvin Ham went out of his way. Oh, now we, you know, we got to make sure we get AD the ball on the first possession.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was rooting for the dude, too. I had everybody watching the game with me rooting for the dude. Because I told him, I showed it to him. They all were pulling for LeBron. He didn't think about shooting.
Yeah. It would have been nice to have $800.
Nice to have, what, 65,000?
Yeah, well, I never had a shot. 51% of the money, 46% of the bets as of 20 minutes ago at BetMGM on the Celtics minus 7.5. 75% of the bets, 65% of the money on the over, and 68% of the bets, 26% of the money on the Sixers money line, which has gone from plus 260 down to plus 240. Speaking of John Ewing, who we reference often here on the show, we are presented by BetMGM, and he does a great job over at BetMGM, letting us know, Sean, where, you know, the money's coming in on particular bets and prop bets. And I saw this the other day, and it just, come on, people. It made me shake my head.
I saw this, too. This is funny.
John Ewing tweeted out yesterday that at BetMGM, Sean King, 8.1% of the bets, sixth most, are on Colorado to win the college football playoff. The odds are at 250-1.
Which is not enough.
Colorado is the biggest liability.
Maybe at 10,000 to 1,
BetMGM.
I might put like a dollar. But 250 to 1, that's an underlay. People. They have no shot.
People.
They should be 250 to 1 to win the Pac-12. To win the actual college football playoff, that's a 10,000 to 1 if we're talking fair odds.
And you wonder why these sports books.
Hey, man.